Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning and welcome to another broadcast of the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, and once again, I am excited about today's show. So wherever you might be listening, whether it's in your home, your church, your car, your community center, please know that we are doing our best to bring you the most current, useful, and relevant information. Why? To empower your life. Here in the Senior Zone, it's our mandate to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns that matter most to you. Uniting seniors 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events, advice, and even some cultural tidbits from time to time, the Senior Zone hopes to inspire, impact, influence, and improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere. Why? Simply because we care. The call-in number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. In today's first segment of our show, in studio, we have Medicare Plan Director for the United Healthcare Community Plan. We have Ms. Bryna Penny, where we're going to learn more about their Medicare Advantage plan being offered to eligible seniors here in the District of Columbia. In our second segment, we're going to chat with Ms. Edna Kane Williams, Senior Vice President of Multicultural Leadership at AARP. Time permitting, we're going to cover a host of subject matter, from services being offered through AARP to volunteer opportunities, and how AARP hopes to expand its cultural outreach efforts in communities of colors. We'll close out the show with birthdays of the week, news, and announcements. But before we begin, please allow me to do what I love to do each week, and that is thank those that keep us doing what we love to do. And first up is AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE is there for you and at no cost, absolutely free. Their number is 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. Next up, Right at Home. Right at Home, they're the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call at 301-255-0066. Last but certainly not least, United Healthcare, and they're here in studio as well. The United Healthcare Community Plan, it's a Medicare Advantage plan offering more benefits than original Medicare, which makes getting care simpler for you. The Medicare Advantage plan gives you access to the quality, service, and value of United Healthcare as well as their partners. For more information on the United Healthcare Community Plan, call 443-740-5888. That's 443-740-5888. So let's just jump right into it. We've just promoted. I gave a live broadcast, a live plug-in for United Healthcare. And with us in studio is United Healthcare Community Plan, their Medicare Plan Director, Ms. Bryna Penny.
Hi, Sean.
Welcome, Ms. Penny.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm excellent. I'm excellent.
So I want to have a discussion about Medicare.
Okay.
You know, for those that may not know what Medicare, some folks are just turning 65 and have questions around the ABCs and Ds of Medicare.
Right.
So if you can, let's start from a high level, Bryna, and just work on down, and we'll talk about the United Healthcare Community Plan later.
Excellent.
So what is Medicare?
Well, Medicare, which was made into law in 1965, is a federal health insurance program for those that qualify. Now, it's designed for people who are age 65 or older, people who are also under age 65 with certain disabilities, and for people of any age with permanent kidney failure, which a lot of people commonly call ESRD, which is end-stage renal disease.
Yeah, yeah. And so how does one qualify, you know, for Medicare?
Well, you qualify for Medicare if you're an individual like you and I, Sean, who's mm-hmm. worked for 10 years in their lifetime. Or, again, as I mentioned, if you have certain disabilities or ESRD.
Yeah. You know, you, when you hear of Medicare, you hear of all these letters, the A, B, C's, right. and D's, and people don't know which what an A is versus a D. Yeah. And, you know, can you explain some of those moving parts?
Yeah, that piece gets a little confusing for a lot of seniors, but the ABCs of Medicare, you know, let me break it down in alphabetical order. Well, I'm going to skip around a little bit. We're going to go A, B, D, and then C. So okay. A provides you, it provides for your hospital coverage, and that includes your inpatient hospital care, skilled nursing care, hospice care, and home health care services. Now, B will cover your medical services. Those are your regular doctor visits, outpatient care, durable medical equipment, and some preventative services. D makes it easy to remember is drugs. So D mm-hmm. helps the cost of prescription drugs, and it's run by Medicare. It's run by Medicare-approved private insurance companies. And then finally, C, you know, personally, I use C as combined. That helps me remember, combination. Mm-hmm. C includes all of these benefits. So under your Part C plans, you get services covered under Part A, Part B, and in a lot of instances, also the prescription drug. So that's everything, the combination.
So it's like an all-inclusive trip, like when you go to Sandals down to Jamaica. You get the
Absolutely.
Hotel, the airfare, and all that, all
That's
in one.
That's what it is. Part C is your all-inclusive Medicare.
Gotcha. So where can one sign up for Medicare if they haven't done so already?
Okay, that's a great question. Seniors can sign up for Medicare by just contacting their local Social Security office, mm-hmm. Or they can go online at www.ssa.gov.
Gotcha. So, you know, Brian, I've heard of these things called Medicare Advantage plans. And for those that may not know what that is, can you explain what they are and
Absolutely.
How they work?
Absolutely. So Medicare Advantage plans are plans that have been approved by Medicare and provided by private insurance companies like mine. With Medicare Advantage plans, it essentially is that all-in-one, as we stated a moment ago. Mm-hmm. So it's the Part C. We talked about that Part C, that mm-hmm. all-inclusive. That's the Medicare Advantage.
So a Medicare Advantage plan is a Part C?
Correct.
Plan.
Correct.
So when is one eligible to enroll and sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan?
Well, when one initially becomes eligible for Medicare, you know, they have a 7-month window in order to enroll, mm-hmm. which is 3 months before their 65th birthday, mm-hmm. The month of their 65th birthday, and then 3 months after their 65th birthday. Outside of this window, they must wait until the annual enrollment period, which runs from October the 15th to December the 7th of every year.
Gotcha. The next question that comes to mind is, you know, I can only imagine the decisions that, you know, a Medicare beneficiary, you know, has to make Correct. During that time, right? Many plans are probably bombarding them, you know, with information. What would you say, or what would you recommend, you know, for one to consider when choosing a Medicare coverage plan?
Well, there are a lot of things to consider, but some of the most important would be coverage. You know, does the plan cover the services that they need? Mm-hmm. Everyone has different needs. You know, there's going to be something that I may need with my health coverage that you may not. So you want to personalize it and make sure that plan covers what you need. And then think about the cost. How much are your premiums or deductibles and other costs? Mm-hmm. You know, how much do you pay for your services like your hospital stays or your doctor visits? Is there a yearly limit on what you pay for out-of-pocket? Or your costs vary and may be different if you don't follow certain coverage rules. Mm-hmm. And then think about choice. You know, do your doctors and other healthcare providers accept that particular coverage? Are the doctors that you want to see participating or accepting new patients? And do you have choice and convenience? You know, where are the doctor's offices and what are their hours and which pharmacies can you use? And I always say, think about, you know, the reputation of the actual company that you are enrolling with. How long have they been in business, and are they a reputable company for Medicare beneficiaries?
Yeah, it sounds like you broke it down into, I like to, you know, so I can remember things, use acronyms, but sound like that was a bunch of C's, right?
C's, yep. Cost.
Considering.
Coverage. Choice, convenience.
Right. And credibility.
Credibility.
Right, of the company. So five
there you
C's
go.
There. So is now a good time for one to consider or enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think any time is a good time for a senior to consider their options. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want to explore their options, especially if they're about to turn 65 or if they've already turned 65. Mm-hmm. Now, as we mentioned a moment ago when we talked about when someone can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, there is an open enrollment period that we mentioned between October 15th and December the 7th. Okay. But if you meet certain qualifications, you can enroll into something called a SNP, which is a special needs plan, any time of the year.
Anytime. So the window is October 15th through December 7th, and that's for anybody.
That's for anyone.
But if you qualify for, you said a SNP,
yes,
right? A special needs plan.
Special needs plan.
That's
S&P.
What, year round?
That's year round.
So year round. Gotcha.
Year round.
And how do you know when you qualify for a SNP?
Well, that's why it's important to sit down with qualified agents and mm-hmm. have a discussion about what your qualifications are. Here in the district, United Healthcare's SNP is the type of SNP that someone can qualify for if they have Medicare and Medicaid.
So that's a good question. So I want to transition then and speak about the United Healthcare Community Plan. I understand that you have a United Medicare Advantage plan here in the District of Columbia.
We
can
do.
You talk about that some more?
We have a phenomenal plan here in the district. And the Medicare plan that we have is a special needs plan. So okay. while you and I just talked about the basics of Medicare, mm-hmm. and we talked about a Medicare Advantage plan, and we talked about when folks can go into those Medicare Advantage plans, here in the district, United Healthcare has a community plan that is a special needs plan that's designed specifically for individuals who have Medicare and Medicaid. So if you have both Medicare and Medicaid, that means you're dual. You have two things. That makes you a dual.
Okay.
If you are a dual, that's your special need. You automatically qualify for United Healthcare's program if you have those two things.
Gotcha.
And the nice thing about being here in the district is that not only do you qualify if you have full Medicaid, mm-hmm. but you can qualify if you also have Q&B.
So if you have those two cards, the red, white, and blue card for Medicare, and I don't know what the card looks like for the District of Columbia, but if you have that Medicaid card, mm-hmm. you then qualify for the United Healthcare Community Plan. Can you tell me if your plan, Bryner, does it cover, you know, all the parts of Medicare, as you said before, the A, B, and D?
Absolutely. Yes.
It does?
So this is a Medicare Advantage plan that will give you coverage for your Part A services, give you coverage for your Part B services, and will include your prescription drug services.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there other benefits or ancillary services that come along with the United Healthcare Community Plan?
Absolutely. So that's the reason that we have this community plan. That's the main question that people ask and say, mm-hmm. well, if it's a dual plan, I already have Medicare and I already have Medicaid. Mm-hmm. Why do I need United Healthcare's community plan?
Sounds like a good question.
Right. And so, and it is a great question. But that's because, you know, we want folks, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to get the word out about this particular program. This program offers additional benefits that you don't get with both Medicare and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And those additional benefits are things like dental coverage.
Because you don't get dental with Medicare.
Right? Yeah, Medicare doesn't cover dental. Now, Medicaid does, but mm-hmm. Medicare doesn't cover dental. And so you get $1,000 toward dental. The reason this is huge is because, remember a minute ago I mentioned to you, there are some beneficiaries who have an income that's too high for Medicaid here in the District of Columbia, but they do qualify for Q&B here in the district.
Mm-hmm.
And the amounts are pretty liberal. It's $2,942.50 a month, you qualify for Q&B.
Yeah.
So if you get that Q&B, you now have Medicare and Q&B, that will then give you this dental coverage because you don't give Medicaid.
Yeah, I believe the District of Columbia is the one jurisdiction that pays the highest above the federal poverty level, meaning 300%, I believe. 300% above the federal poverty level, so more people then qualify for Medicaid
programs.
Or Q&B, correct?
Absolutely.
Which is about, what, $3,000, nearly $3,000 a month?
$3,000 or less a month.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are so many people that we sit in front of and say, well, do you have Medicare? And they say, yes. Do you have Medicaid? No, I don't have that card.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask them about Q&B. They don't even know what that is and that they qualify. So I have agents out there that'll help them, you know, apply for Q&B. But these additional benefits that we were talking about, whether you have Medicare or Medicaid, you'll get these additional benefits with the United Healthcare program. And that includes $1,000 towards your dental services.
Mm-hmm.
It includes a health products catalog. And that health products catalog is $75 per quarter. And basically, these are services, or these are items, I should say, that you would have to go to your local CVS or Rite Aid or mm-hmm. Walgreens Walgreens to pick up. You know, they're regular over-the-counter items that you have to purchase yourself right now, which are vitamins and dental.
I'm looking at all kind of things here, folks. I mean, I'm looking at toothpaste and Tylenol and all kind of stuff in this brochure that you have here. So this comes along with it. So $75 every quarter.
$75 every quarter.
What is that? Let me do the math. What is that? $300
a year? $300
a year.
You get that credit, and you just simply call the number here on the back and tell them you want to use your $75. You look through this product catalog that I'm showing you here, Sean, and they can order so many different items. And some items, you know, are even, you know, for incontinence or, you know, therapeutic skincare, all types of different things.
Yeah.
And they'll come directly to their door. So you don't have to go anywhere to pick that up.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
It's mailed directly to you.
That sounds like I want to sign up.
We also offer transportation.
Transportation, okay.
I know in the district there are a lot of different services. They have Metro Access, but that's a cost. A lot of them have the connector, which is a huge thing. I'm a big fan of the connector. I make sure that my agents understand those resources, and when they're out in homes, they're telling folks about the connector. And hopefully we're praying that the connector doesn't have to deal with cuts this year. But if so, we can supplement at least 24 of those trips. United Healthcare offers 24 one-way rides.
That's actually a huge deal, because as you just made reference to, there are some cuts that are being proposed anyway. We're fighting, you know, so it doesn't happen. That's going to really impact a lot of the transportation needs of District of Columbia residents, District of Columbia residents, very soon. And the connector, Seabury Connector, and many, many others, you know, will be impacted by that. So this particular service can help offset that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also offer some eyewear covers, a vision program. So they get some credits towards some frames, contact lenses, and they get eye exams every 2 years.
Yeah. Sounds like a great plan.
It's a phenomenal plan. And the best part of it is that they get a nurse. And everybody has a nurse line, right? Every insurance company has a nurse line. But we have something called the Optum In-Home Nurse Program, where nurses will actually come to their home and sit down and do a health assessment, and they'll talk to them about their medical needs, and they coordinate all their care with their primary care provider. Never take the place of the primary care provider. But now they have someone to help manage and coordinate care. So it's a true clinical care model.
Yeah, you just stole my next question, because I want to talk about care coordination with this particular plan.
Yes.
So
huge care coordination. We're big on that. We believe that care teams, and it's been proven that clinical teams work best for seniors. You know, someone who's out there helping you coordinate your care. These nurses will go out and do full physicals right in the home, and then we'll send information over to the primary care providers and say, hey, you know, we went out to your member, we sat with the member, we did a full physical, we noticed that their A1C levels were a little high. You know, the district has a huge amount of diabetics.
Let's talk real quick before I have to let you go, because time is certainly moving forward here on the Senior Zone. The network. How extensive is your doctor, physician, hospital network?
We have a great network here in the District of Columbia. We have a huge network. All of the hospitals are participating except for Howard and UMC. And that usually is not a problem either, because unlike most of the competitors in the market who are HMOs, we're PPO. So that PPO provides you the opportunity to go both in and out of network. You're not restrained network.
Is there any significant cost, any difference going out of network?
No. So the great thing is, remember, because most of these members are dual members, as long as that provider accepts Medicaid, so Medicaid accepting provider, Medicaid will pick up that balance.
Oh, that's really, there are no network limitations.
None. Gotcha. A win-win.
Tell folks, where can they find out more? Who can they call to learn more about the plan if they have additional questions?
If they have questions, they can call me directly at 443-740-5888. My name is Bryna Penny. Or they can dial toll-free at 1-855-527-5966. To find out more about the plan here locally, I'd be happy to answer any questions and get a qualified agent over to them.
Gotcha. And one last question for you. What makes United Healthcare just different?
You know, I think what makes United Healthcare different is the compassion of the local team. United Healthcare is a big company, and I guess everybody looks at this corporate giant, right? But you have to remember that we have a small local team right here who really care about Washington, D.C. Residents. The local team is dedicated to the district and to services here in the district. You know, we're out all the time doing more than just enrolling people into our program, but we do a lot of give back. Gotcha. You know, there's a lot of outreach and a lot of give back to the community, and we actually care. And as I mentioned, you know, there are a couple of competitors in the market, but United Healthcare happens to be the leader here in the District of Columbia. We insure more Medicare individuals right here in the District of Columbia on our special needs program. As I mentioned, it just gives back so much. That clinical care model really sets us apart from everyone else.
Well, we've been speaking with Medicare Plan Director of the United Healthcare Community Plan, Ms. Bryna Penny. If you need to speak with her or have additional questions, you can reach her at 443-740-5888. That's 443-740-5888. Or you can call the United Healthcare 800 number at 855-527-5966. Bryna, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone and sharing, you know, more information about this plan and informing, you know, our listeners, you know, on some of their healthcare choices.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so very much. Up next, we have AARP still to come, birthdays of the week, news and announcements. For now, here is, he's been just that good. He's been good to me.
Oh, he's been good to all of us.
Yes.
Problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Good morning and welcome back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. And with me today is Miss Edna Kane Williams. She is the Senior Vice President of Multicultural Leadership over at AARP. Good morning, Edna.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing this early Monday morning for you?
I'm doing great. Happy to be with you.
I'm glad to have you here on the Senior Zone as a first time visitor. Please allow me to introduce you properly to our listeners, and then we'll get on with our interview. Is that okay with you?
Yep, it is.
Okay. Ms. Edna Kane Williams has served over 20 years working senior management positions within both nonprofit and for-profit organizations with an emphasis on strategic planning, targeted marketing, and program development. Her career has had a particular focus on the needs of older adults and multicultural communities. Sound like you were born to be here on the Senior Zone. She was recently appointed Senior Vice President for Multicultural Leadership at AARP. In this position, she is responsible for leading the development and execution of strategy relating to growing the association's impact with multicultural audiences. She previously served as Vice President of Multicultural Markets and Engagement, responsible for African-American outreach, and prior to that, as Vice President of Strategy and Communications for the AARP Foundation. Edna, she graduated from Yale University with a bachelor's, received her MA from George Washington University. She has been the recipient of the Coro Foundation Fellowship and was also a Diversity Executive Leadership Program Fellow for the American Society of Association Executives. I need to take a breather on that, Edna. That was a nice bio, so give me a minute to get my breath.
I sure will.
Gotcha. So, Edna, you know, working for the nation's, you know, top advocacy group for people over 50, tell us, you know, specifically more about what you do over at AARP.
Well, sure. I run a department called Multicultural Leadership. And for the last decade, AARP has been really involved in improving our outreach to multicultural audiences. And that includes African-American, Black. It includes Hispanic, Latino. It includes Asian-American, Pacific Islanders. And we are interested in doing that for two reasons, really. First and foremost, we want to make sure that our services, our information, our educational opportunities are as available to those groups as they are to the general audience. Then, two, we also want to help those audiences understand, really, frankly, what a great organization AARP is to be a member of, and hopefully by way of demonstrating all the good things that we do in the community, that it's worth their time to join and be a part of us.
Gotcha. With that being said, if you can, for those that just may not have never heard of AARP, can you tell us what's the overall mission, agenda of AARP? Give us some history perspective there.
Sure. We're an organization that's over 50 years old. We have what we call state offices in every state, and we also have offices in the District of Columbia and the Virgin Islands and in Puerto Rico. So with those 53 states and local offices, we're able to outreach. Our whole social mission is around improving the lives of people over 50. And I want to stress that it's people over 50, because a lot of people who think they know us think that we're an organization for folks who are much older. But we're an organization for people 50 and above, but we are intergenerational in that we care not only about the person who's 50, but we care about their families. We do, as I already mentioned, information and education. If you want to know about how to protect yourself from fraud, if you're a caregiver and you feel isolated and you feel like you need more information, if you are looking for a job and want to re-career or reinvent yourself, if you need to understand some of the programs for people as they prepare to age, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, mm-hmm. All of those items, we not only provide information, but we fight to protect and make sure that the interests of people over 50 are protected. There's a, you know, a major focus on the Social Security program these days to make sure that that program remains solvent. It is solvent, but that it remains solvent and available for our children and grandchildren. So we're challenging all presidential candidates to address that and have a platform around Social Security. Yes. So we do advocacy, we do community outreach, we do information and education. I do want to stress for 50 and over, and you don't have to be retired to be a member or be a part of AARP. That's sort of a myth that we're for retired folks. In fact, most of our 37 million members are working.
Gotcha, gotcha. So for those that are listening in their current office right now, at the downtown or in the suburbs, listening to us from work, you know, they are, if they're over the age of 50, are eligible for AARP. You mentioned Social Security, Edna. Let's talk about that for a moment, because that is important. We are in the election season, and there are many key issues that older Americans, you know, are facing and will face, with Social Security and Medicare, you know, being at the top, you know, of that discussion, or should be. What's AARP's positioning in terms of what does a quote-unquote sound plan look like?
Right now, we have launched an initiative called Take a Stand that, as I mentioned, is focused on the presidential candidates. And, you know, Sean, it's interesting. We are not out there pushing one particular plan right now. We think that the Social Security program needs some tweaking. It is solvent, and it is a healthy program, but it can be made better through some tweaking. But rather than push one particular fix, if you will, we are asking all presidential candidates, no matter who, because we're a nonpartisan organization, to have and talk about, to have a position and talk about how they view future Social Security. We think it's vitally important that as we make the enter into this crucial election season, that we understand what the candidates are thinking about Social Security, what they think the fix should be, how they view the future, what they would do to protect it. And that's the key phrase for us, the key verb is really that we want to ensure that the program is protected and continues to be in place for future, far future generations.
Absolutely.
So it's not a particular platform. It's making sure that it's discussed and that people know when they vote for someone what their position is.
Gotcha. And where can folks go, Edna, to find out clearly the positions for each presidential candidate?
If they go on AARP's website, www.aarp.org, and say /take a stand, they will go to a place on the website that collects all of the information that we have from all of the candidates about their position on Social Security.
Gotcha, gotcha. And I'll mention that, you know, later in the show and in future shows as well, because I think that's so important, you know, for the remainder of the year, that we know where our candidates stand on Social Security. And I want to hear about Medicare as well. Let's backtrack a little bit if we can. You know, you are the head of multicultural leadership and outreach, overseeing, you know, the outreach of, you know, to the African-American, the Latino and Asian. Can you talk more about, you know, what that looks like and how are you going about? What's your strategy for reaching out, and why? Why the need for outreach to those communities?
That's a really good point, Sean. Thanks for asking. So we do. Our strategy involves increasing awareness and increasing engagement. What we find is that first let me start with the good news. We have just about 3 million African American members. Out of our 37 million, we have about 800,000 Hispanic Latino members, and we have about 400,000 Asian American Pacific Islander members. And when I say that, that latter group includes Chinese, Korean, Filipino, East Indian, Vietnamese, etc. Asian American Pacific Islander includes a whole swath of nationalities. Now, when we have done a lot of research, and we find that in the beginning, you asked the question about how old do you need to be to be an AARP member. And we found that a lot of people are confused and have misinformation about that. Mm-hmm. We find that in these groups, in particular in Hispanic and Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, what we call the myths or the misconceptions about AARP run high. Many of them don't know, particularly, again, Hispanic, Latino, Asian American, Pacific Islander. They don't know what kind of organization AARP is. They don't realize we're not profit. They think we're part of the government. They think we're an insurance company. So the mythology is really high, and as a result, we think the membership is really low. Not only is the membership low, because as I said, we're not just interested in being a member. You don't have to show a card to use our resources, to use our information, and for us to advocate on your behalf. But the engagement, in order for you to do all those things, you have to be engaged with us. You have to volunteer with us. You have to reach out and participate in our programs. You have to go online and use our information. You have to read our magazine. And with these groups, the rates for all of those levels of engagement are much lower than we'd like to see. So what are we doing? We're increasing outreach. We're trying to increase the number of volunteers from these multicultural audiences. We're trying to increase the number of folks who show up for our community events, which is, again, why programs like yours are important. Us that you were, you know, we're so we're using the media. Mm-hmm. This summer, we're going to be launching a fairly substantial campaign on Hispanic television and radio, reaching out to Hispanic folks and their families. So, we do a number of strategies, both in person, old media, or traditional media like television and radio. But you know what? We're also increasingly using new media, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, however we can, and of course that's going to skew younger, but multicultural groups do use those social media. They're very active on Facebook. Black mm-hmm. Twitter is a thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're using whatever mechanisms we can to get the word out that we want to work, engage, and help people be aware of all of our good work.
Absolutely. You currently have about 10,000 folks streaming the show as we speak. So, and I can't give you the breakdown there, but I'm sure it's young and old and covers, you know, the entire cultural spectrum there. You talked about the challenges, Edna, for reaching these particular markets. Are there any successes or similarities between, you know, connecting and marketing to these communities?
Yep. We find that because in some instances we're not as well known as we like, we find if we align ourselves with trusted members of the organ of the community. And for example, in the African American community, we work a lot with churches. We have formal relationships with a number of national denominations, including AMEZ, National Baptist, other groups, and that those partnerships allow us to participate in national conventions, local church programming. There are mega churches that have embraced our information and educational resources. We've developed toolkits to share free of charge with churches that help them, for example, help their congregations with the issue of caregiving.
Sure.
The whole notion of caregiving is really big for AARP. I've been a caregiver in the past. I'm sure there's really a person you can talk to that isn't touched by caregiving. By caregiving, we mean being responsible for providing substantial care either to a loved one, a spouse, a mother, a father. Sometimes it's an adult child. Sometimes it's a younger child who needs ongoing care. But we find that our members are completely overwhelmed at times with the challenges of caregiving. So we use churches as an outlet to try to get information out. One simple thing churches can do, for example, is just do a caregiver audit. Find out how many caregivers are in your congregation. We were hearing from pastors in our other work that people weren't showing up. And it was because these were caregivers who couldn't pay for someone to watch their mother or dad or husband while they got out on Sunday. So they felt, you know, trapped in the home. Yes, they, if they had the internet, they might be able to go online. But church is a community, and you thrive from being amongst people as well. So we encourage churches to find out who the caregivers are, match them with volunteers, develop respite programs. Mm-hmm. Every church has a program around children and watching children in the morning on Sunday so that parents can get out. We planted the seed. Why don't you think about developing programs for caregivers who might need a loved one to be cared for while they sit and listen to services. So those are just some examples of what we're doing to try to reach out in the community.
And I'm glad you mentioned caregiving, because that's huge. And caregiving just isn't, you know, feeding Uncle Leroy, putting him in a chair, and turning the TV on, and then you're gone about your day. Caregiving has now taken on more of a hospital-like, you know, kind of responsibility, you know, as well, but in the home and by an untrained person as well. It's just shifted, you know, significantly over past generations. Would you say that's true?
It absolutely, I can say from personal knowledge, that's true. I cared for my mom for 5 years in my home before she passed last year, and caregiving has completely changed. I mean, from giving and dispensing medication, wound care. At one point, I remember receiving a box at home in the mail from the nursing group that I was working with, and I opened it, and I wasn't sure what it was, so I called. I said, what is this, and what am I supposed to do with it? Well, it was catheters, and they said, you need to use that on your mom the next time she has an infection. I said, I'm not a trained person. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. And they said, no, well, remember we were there, and we were by her bed, and I said X, Y, Z, and I said, you consider that three-minute conversation to be a training for using a catheter? And a catheter is an invasive thing. You have to put that in someone's body. And at that point, I just drew the line and said, no, you have to come back out here and do this and monitor it. But not everybody, you know, medical professions have this sort of mystique about them. People are afraid to say no. They're afraid to push back. And you are absolutely right. The level of medical care, I think, that family caregivers are expected to give today is really just amazing, on top of the day-to-day monitoring that can be exhausting in and of itself.
Gotcha.
My mother didn't sleep at night. My mother could grow agitated. Just knowing how to adapt to those moods and how to manage the household around the needs of this person that you obviously love and want to do the best for. But it takes a toll, and we often say that, I don't know if this is statistically true or not, but many caregivers feel that they, over time, become almost as ill, or at least at risk of becoming ill, as the person they're caregiving for.
Yeah, it's a very stressful time, you know, for all, you know, all involved, as well as taxing there as well. You know, Edna, we are running out of time, and I want you to talk about, if you can, in the next, you know, minute or so, the priorities, AARP's priorities for 2016. And then if you can, talk about, you know, how can one, if they're interested in volunteer opportunities with AARP, where can they go?
Sure. So first, the priorities. We call them health, wealth, and self. So we have a priority around wealth, which means just money, and that's from a number standpoint, helping people manage money, particularly, you know, as you age, there is a growing retirement crisis, we think, because people have not really adequately prepared for retirement, don't understand that minimum Social Security won't be enough, even as we protect that program. People have to save. They need to plan. But that's in the future, but also just in the here and now. So when we say wealth, we're talking about your money. We're talking about your job and being able to work and support yourself. And, you know, if you need to rethink that, we know since 2008, a lot of people have lost jobs and have to sort of reinvent themselves. So that's the wealth part of it. Health is obvious in terms of health and wellness, taking care of yourself, making sure you age and be, you know, in the best health possible, that your quality of life is there, and that you have access to health services. We were an early and major proponent of what we call now Obamacare, proud of our support of that, proud that it's been covering so many people and that people aren't falling through the cracks. And then health, wealth, and self is just focus on yourself as you as you're growing over, having fun, reimagining your life, thinking of all the possibilities. Our CEO has a book now called Disrupt Aging.
Yes.
50 is middle age these years. It's not old age. We are living to be 90, 100. So as you are in your 50s, you have 40 more years, 50 more years left. The self part of that equation is just thinking about what you want to do and maximizing your life.
You know, Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I have that book and I've read that book and it's a must read for those. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, life reimagining here several times. And it's such an inspirational time when we have a chance to talk about that, because, you know, until it's over, it's not over. And there's still a lot of life left to live, whether it's one day or 1 year or 10 years or more. So I want to thank you for what you do over at AARP. We've been speaking with the nation's top advocacy group for people over 50, AARP, specifically Ms. Edna Kane Williams. She is the Senior Vice President of Multicultural Leadership. Any last remarks, Edna, that you want to share with our audience before I have to let you go?
Well, I want to thank you, Sean, because these kind of conversations with your listeners is so important in terms of what I'm trying to do in my job. Help explain what AARP is, what we do for one, we do for all. So we're available to your listeners, if they're struggling with issues, if they have family members, you mentioned if they want to volunteer, go on our website. Our website is a very packed with great information. We encourage them to engage, to reach out, to work with us. There's going to be a huge boom of people over 50 in the next coming years, and we really want to be a part of making sure that everyone ages to be the best person that they can be. So thank you for letting me take your very popular show and talk about our programs today. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. We just became a little more popular by talking with you. And I want to thank you for your time as well, Edna. And you are now part of the Senior Zone family. You will never be a first time visitor to the Senior Zone.
That's
again.
Right.
right. And we welcome you back anytime, and safe travels back home.
Thank you so much, John. Take care. Have a great day.
Same to you. This next one is brought to you by Right at Home. This is Jesus is Love. Birthdays and announcements coming up shortly.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Hey, folks, this is Sean Perry of the Senior Zone. Do you have questions about Medicare? Now's the time to look at your health needs to be sure you have a health care plan to best meet them. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare offers more benefits than original Medicare and may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. Do you have Medicare? Are you eligible for Medicaid or QMB? Call and find out if you can enroll today. Attend an informational Medicare meeting in your community and bring a friend. Call Bryna Penny, a Medicare plan director, at 443-740-5888 to find a time and location that works best for you. That's 443-740-5888.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Known as the Empress of Soul, she gained fame with Gladys Knight and the Pips, who released hits like I Heard It Through the Grapevine and Midnight Train to Georgia. I'm talking about the one and only Miss Gladys Knight. She turned 72 this upcoming Saturday, May 28th. Happy birthday to you, Miss Knight, and many more. For our local listeners, our true celebrities, we have Miss Anna Rose. She turned 73 tomorrow, May 24th, hailing from Accokeek, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Miss Rose. Miss Paulette Chandler is 68 tomorrow, May 24th, from Laurel, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Miss Chandler. Thank you for listening. Mr. Adam Hernandez is 69 this Wednesday, May 25th, from Northwest D.C. Up next is Miss Josephine Ortiz, 67 on Wednesday as well, May 25th, also from Northwest D.C. Mr. Cornelius Salazar, 75 on Thursday, May 26th. Again, from Northwest D.C. Next up, a lot of men today. Mr. Glenn Perkins turned 64 on Friday, May 27th, from Northeast D.C. Yay, Northeast. Miss Brittany Lawson, 72 on Friday, May 27th, from Camp Springs, Maryland. Mrs. Kelly Doyle turned 78. Happy birthday to you, Miss Lawson. And Miss Doyle, 78 on Saturday, May 28th, from Arlington, Virginia. Two more. Miss Katrina Rice is 66 on Sunday, May 29th, from Crofton, Maryland. And last but certainly not least, we have Miss Yvonne Houston turning 64 on Sunday, May 29th, from Northeast D.C. To have your birthdays or any other notable event mentioned here on the Senior Zone, you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. Or give us a call at 800-217-1984. 800-217-1984. In news and announcements this week, May 25th, it is Senior Health and Fitness Day. Attend events around the city, receive free screenings, and get connected to the resources and programs on on exhibits at the following sites: Bernice Fontenot Wellness Center from 9 to noon, Model Cities Wellness Center from 10 to 2 p.m., and Hayes Senior Wellness Center from 10 to 2 p.m. That's Wednesday, May 25th. Again, Bernice Fontenot, Model Cities, and Hayes Senior Community Centers. On Thursday, May 26th, from 10 to 2 p.m., attend a free fraud awareness forum and shred event at the Washington Senior Wellness Center in Southeast D.C. AARP's Legal Counsel for the Elderly, the Senior Medicare Patrol, and their Fraud Watch Network will hold their 6th annual community shred event and fraud awareness forum to educate and empower the senior community about scams and frauds. The Senior Zone will be there as well. I look forward to engaging and meeting, you know, as many of you as I possibly can. Did you know that the Margaret Schweinhart Senior Center in Silver Spring is home of the Computer Doctor? It's an ongoing program where volunteers help seniors with their personal computers or devices absolutely for free. To schedule a time with the Computer Doctor, call 240-777-8085. That's 240-777-8085. Lastly, the D.C. Office on Aging, their newest program called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults 60 and older and persons living with disabilities by offering up to $10,000. That's $10,000, folks, in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin an application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone. In the meantime, don't change that dial. Discover your why. Dr. Eve Taylor is in studio. She's coming up next. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.